Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Joe's Podcast. I'm Joe Meeks, and today I'll be talking about an issue that has been hot ever since Donald Trump ran in the 2016 presidential election. The topic I am talking about is, of course, the border between Mexico and the United States. I will specifically be talking about the amount of illegal drugs being transported over the border, and also how it is affecting American citizens. And in order to help me explain the dangers of the transportation of the drugs, I will be interviewing my father, Rick Meeks, who is an expert of some sort, as he is currently working on the border wall in southern Texas as an appraiser, and also he was a resident in Texas for over 10 years. Hopefully he'll be able to give us some insight about the problems that are occurring on the border between Mexico and America. Alright, so first I will talk about some facts on the massive amount of drugs being brought over from the Mexico border. So the main reason America is focusing just on the Mexican border and not like the Canadian border or any drugs being brought overseas is that 99.8% of all illegal drugs seized by the law enforcement originate in Mexico. And this comes from the FBI archives, so it's very credible. To kind of give you guys an idea of how much drugs are coming over, in 2015, 1.5 million pounds of marijuana was seized that came from Mexico. So that's the weight of 128,000 full-sized African elephants. And that was only the marijuana that was seized by law enforcement, not all that was successfully brought over and distributed. The transport of marijuana is not the biggest threat. The largest threat is that of meth, cocaine, and heroin that's brought over. There is 38,000 pounds of coke, 34,000 ounces of heroin, and 18,000 pounds of meth. Kind of followed that up. Drugs like cocaine, heroin, and meth are so dangerous is that they can cause overdoses. So every year, an average of 70,000 people die due to drug overdoses, and if 99.8% of drugs originate in Mexico, it can kind of be implied that the problem comes from Mexico. So, but not only are the people dying from drugs directly, but indirectly as well. So according to the drugabuse.org, 150,000 people die each year from due to involvement with drug cartels and drug dealing. So not only is this a problem on the United States side of the border, but also Mexico, their own civilians are dying due to their involvement in drug cartels. So how is the government plan to lower these numbers of people dying and the amount of drugs being transported? Well, by building a wall along the border. So the border wall or the border is 2,000 miles long. Now the problem with that is the wall goes across rugged terrain, with sandy deserts and large hills. But the biggest problem is the two rivers that are along the border, the Colorado River and the Rio Grande. This kind of just makes it harder to build the wall across the border. Also, the price of the wall is estimated to cost $21 billion, and the taxpayers would kind of pay for this, and some people don't think this would work. Also, two-thirds of the land on the border is private property, making it harder for the government to obtain the rights to build the wall on private property. Though it has been proven that walls do work in other countries, for example, in Israel, a wall was built along the border of Palestine and Israel. This was in order to drop the amount of terrorist attacks coming from Palestine, and it did work. Israel saw a drop of successful terrorist attacks by 90%. Now, this is not the same situation as the United States is dealing with, but it just goes to show that a wall can have a positive effect on a community. So now that I have told you about the problem on the border of Mexico when it comes to drug trafficking, I will ask Mr. Mink some questions on what it's like down in Texas, which is one of the largest centers of illegal drug transportation in the United States.
All right, so first question.
12 years.
Okay. And which years did you from when to when did you move there?
Moved there in August of 1988 and moved back in December or January of 2000.
So when you lived there, did you see a lot of drugs being transported across the border and into your community?
I lived in North Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so we were not as impacted by the movement of drugs or border.
Was it still a big issue back then, though?
No, it was not an issue.
So what exactly do you do on the border wall right now?
I was part of a team of with two other real estate appraisers and analysts who were hired by the United States Department of Justice to complete a market study and land sales study along the Rio Grande Valley, or in the Rio Grande Valley, extending from Falcon Lake to the Gulf of Mexico, which ran about 120 miles of border, of international border with the Republic of Mexico. And our job was to study the markets to make determination as to what was influencing real estate sale prices, the various land uses along the Rio, along that part of the border in the Rio Grande Valley, to identify the various factors and variables that influence land prices. And to also study the impact of the wall, as approximately half of that area have a border wall was constructed in 2008 through 2010. So another part of that assignment was to study whether or not there were detrimental impacts to the immediate area as a result of the border wall construction. It will discourage the movement of drugs. It will also discourage the movement and the illegal trafficking of people, which are the two primary abuses that are occurring along the border. There's the press will make it out to be that there's some labor shortage or a desire for people to move back and forth across the border in order to find work. However, there's a legal process that can be done, and that's done all the time. So it's really about illegal trafficking of people and drug movement. No. I mean, you could take out the cartels, which control the drug flow of illegal drugs across the border. Obviously, if Mexico and the United States were successful in taking out the cartels, that would eliminate much of the trouble. But the cartels both deal in the illegal movement of people and the movement of drugs across the border. Because the cartels are so powerful politically in Mexico, there are several things that don't get reported in the United States that have occurred down in that area along the border. Many people in the Harlingen, Brownsville, McAllen area would routinely go to dinner on Friday night into Mexico across the border. That doesn't happen anymore. The citizens of the United States that live on the United States side don't go to Mexico because you'll be kidnapped, or the criminal element of the cartels is so strong that people feel that it's a risk to their lives to go across the border. The other aspect that people really don't hear about on the news, but does occur is the cartels will kill people, and to demonstrate their power as a way to intimidate and maintain their power, will behead people, either politicians or police officers who attempt to interfere or control the cartels or stop the cartels. They'll be assassinated and hung from highway overpasses. And that has happened routinely in the cities on the other side of the United States border. And because of that, why Mexico doesn't do anything or they can't do anything is that they simply don't control the cartels, the illegal enterprises that run the country.
Okay, and lastly, if the law does prevent illegal drugs from entering the country, then do you think it will stop illegal drug usage in the United States?
I think they'll find other ways to move drugs in the United States. And I have been told that they've already found different ways of moving drugs by ships and by other means, but it will certainly make it more difficult for them, and it'll eliminate the wide open areas that they had to move drugs through. We inspected the entire wall and the entire international border when I was working on that project, and there were various areas that we were not allowed to go into because they were simply too dangerous. And there had already been, the wall has already stopped a lot of the movement in certain areas along the border. It just stops the free flow of people coming across. And so it should help it.